I thought it was just dumb that a radio station would play wall-to-wall Christmas music
in the
middle of November.
Yeah, it's as nauseating as the malls, who have gotten really nauseating this year. I knew there'd be a time when they would put Christmas up before Halloween, and by God, they did it this time. They had this stuff going at the beginning of October. They were out there decorating those malls, and that is absolutely ridiculous. And the overkill that you have there, as far as just seeing all those decorations and Christmas cards and trees lit and all that sort of thing, that early in the game, coupled with Christmas music being played that early in the game, by the time Christmas rolls around, you're so tired of the concept, it's just like, be done with it.
Well, kids openly bitch about what they get for Christmas.
Well, it's over, so after all of that, you know, isn't it amazing? Every year, it's like, after all of this, it's over with. Boom!
Mm-hmm.
One day, it's done. And half the stuff, it's like, uh-huh. Bitch.
Even now, wall-to-wall Christmas music is, wait a minute,
I mean,
I haven't started shopping yet.
Non-stop. Well, but the world is out there booming now. Oh, they are shopping their balls off out there.
Yeah.
I mean, the world is in full Christmas swing, I got to tell you.
There's a certain element that is, a huge element that is, but there are a lot of people who are just starting to get in the swing of it now. And I don't think it's too late.
At this point, I'll give them 50% Christmas songs. But 100%. And 100%, even as early as several weeks ago. Holy God.
I think 50% is a little ridiculous, if you ask me.
Well, it's out there.
Christmas, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, it's not fair to say that you shop for Christmas, by the
way.
Yeah,
right. Your version of Christmas is pretty limited.
Much different than most
vastly different.
I shop for some. I better do more Christmas shopping than you.
No way.
Than Mike Clark.
Well, now that's possible.
Yeah.
I've started to delegate the last couple of years.
I have delegated some myself, but I get Christmas presents for all my siblings.
Well, you pass the money to somebody who gets it for the siblings.
No. I get my siblings' presents. I give them money to get their kids' presents.
Okay.
And in fact, actually, it's turned into I give their kids money.
Yeah. Now, you don't even send Christmas cards.
No, I do not send Christmas cards.
No.
I agree.
No. When's the last time you went to a mall?
Oh, I go to malls. I go to malls fairly often.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really?
No, I don't mind going to malls. I actually like going to malls.
Do you really?
Yeah,
no kidding.
When I get the chance. Which is not terribly often. But within my family, I'm not considered to be a Scrooge.
Oh, naturally, because all the gifts say from Drew, but...
No. I get gifts for my sisters, my brothers. I actually get gifts for, like, my brother, who I don't see that often. Well, both my brothers, one lives in South Carolina, one lives in California. I get gifts
now,
for their
the one
kids.
I'll give you this. The one unique circumstance that you have that's really, oh, man, I do envy you for it, is the fact that your family is scattered all over the country, which is really great.
Now, I mean, your mom,
your dad, your brothers.
There are sweaty days at Mailboxes Incorporated where I am loading gifts into boxes. And paying substantial sums of money to send crap off at the last minute because I wasn't organized enough. And I had to get stuff for a 3-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old.
Tess, did I get that for you?
Tess has started to jump into that arena lately. But that is that's a recent development.
Okay. Hey.
And that's something she likes to do, by the way. That is not dumped
on
her.
So does Trish. They love it.
That's why I've dumped on her. Absolutely not.
See, I was under the impression that you took 6 checks and you just threw them in the mail and boom, your sister and took care of
covered,
everyone on that side
covered.
Of the family.
No, my
covered.
My,
and then people call you for the next couple of weeks thanking you for the gift and it's like, oh, you're welcome.
No,
what was it?
I did send checks to my sisters to buy presents for their kids.
Yeah.
Because they like shopping. And it's easier. I get it. Oh, God.
They like shopping?
I am not stretching the truth in this matter.
Okay.
My sisters love shopping. Tess loves shopping.
I believe that.
Tess is buying stuff. Tess is like, I got to get you a nephew. I'm like, you don't have to do that.
No,
I got my nephew a gift.
You know what? That's what I've done with Trish.
I swear.
No, I believe that. I'm just saying. They like to do it. I'm just saying that means that I don't have to do it and you don't have to do it.
Right.
I'm not saying that they don't like to do it and that we're crapping on them.
No, don't get the idea that the policy bothered me. That you're taking the joy of shopping away from me. No, don't get the wrong idea.
No, I'm just saying as far as the time spent on the streets physically doing it, I've delegated everything I can to Trish because she loves it. Same is true with Tess, but I can't count that as far as, you know, my I can't log any sidewalk time.
Right.
Any Christmas shopping time, I can't enter that in my logbook.
Oh, let's see. How many gifts? I'm trying to think. How many gifts I actually shop for? Okay, my father.
That you physically?
Yeah, that I physically get myself. My father, my mother, two sisters.
Cash.
That's four. Tess is five. Evan and Alex, I get stuff for them. Absolutely get stuff for them.
Yeah.
That's like seven people already.
Okay, that you go get, set aside, hide, and then wrap and give to them Christmas morning?
Hell no.
I wrap Tess, and that's about it. Tess is about the only person I wrap.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as shop for, that's seven, and I know I'm missing people. Used to shop for, there's nephews and nieces that I typically shop for, but Tess has kind of taken over that. She has commandeered that.
I've given Trish every bit of it. And what she doesn't get, my sister gets. I'm hoping to go out once, maybe. Mm. Maybe once, I hope, this year.
Oh, I'll be out
That's
more.
My
I'll
dream.
Out
That's
I
my
guarantee.
Dream.
I will be out more than once.
You had to delegate to Trish because for a while there, it was good. I mean, you would get, like, Mark and I, like, I don't know, $100 or something, say, for Christmas, but it'd be in a Happy Hanukkah card. And Hanukkah would be crossed out and Xmas would be written above it. I mean, I actually got a Hanukkah card from you one year.
Yes.
So, it needs to be delegated.
Yeah, somebody needs to take over, apparently.
But I have nothing against Christmas, please.
Nor do I. So this idea that Chuck Gatica thinks that we have something against Christmas is not true.
Yeah.
Tired of the overkill. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can really beat Christmas to death. Just to death. Everybody knows the songs. You hear them every year. So if you start playing them in the beginning of November and you play them around the clock,
yeah,
nonstop, never a break.
Well,
I mean, I for one, if I'm over there on that frequency, I want to hear a little Clay Aiken occasionally. I want to hear a little Aiken.
You're Aiken for Clay.
I'm Aiken for Clay. Now, if they were playing all Clay all the time, well, you got yourself a concept.
I got news for you, too. I guarantee you there are people in the NIC building that would rather vomit than hear Blue Christmas for the 9,000th time by December 20th. And that goes for the on-air people, too. Trust me.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. They walk around the hallway going, why do we do this every year? I don't know. All my friends say they can't stand it. I don't know. They say they got it figured out.
It's come to our attention that since mid-November, a very sick radio competitor of ours has been guaranteeing non-stop Christmas music. Last we checked, Christmas falls on the 25th of December. We can only speculate as to why a station that bills itself as being nice would choose to torture its listeners. They could be infiltrated by Al-Qaeda members hoping to simply burn people out on both Christmas music and eventually on Christianity. Perhaps they've spent so many years trying to be nice to their listeners that behind the scenes they hate them and are subliminally seeking to eliminate them one by one. Or maybe they're disgusted by the lack of quality pop Christmas selections and they plan to play them, and play them until they're so burned out people refuse to listen to Christmas music until good new selections are written and produced. Or they think Detroiters actually want to hear the same old tired Christmas selections for six straight weeks, and hence they increase listenership and ratings. Again, we can only speculate, but until they acknowledge their sickness, we urge you not to enable such twisted behavior by listening. And we'll add our own guarantee. WRIF guarantees we will not play non-stop Christmas music until immediately prior to the anniversary of the birth of the baby Jesus. And in the weeks prior, we'll rock your balls off. and only occasionally sprinkle in a Christmas classic. That's our guarantee.
This message paid for by the Committee for the Understanding of the True Meaning of the Christmas Holiday and the Amendment of WLF Radio.
All right, well, we got to go. It's W.